Azealia Banks was on her way to becoming one of the biggest female rappers in rap music, but due to multiple controversies and her constant feuds with music's biggest artists, she went to be more infamous than famous. Today I'm going over her history, her controversies, and the feud she's in and where she is now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. Azealia was born on May 31st, 1991, in New York City's Manhattan Borough. She was the youngest of her three sisters, her single mom raised her and her two sisters in Harlem, after her father died of pancreatic cancer. Following her father's death, she said her mother became abusive physically and verbally. She would hit her sisters and her with baseball bats, bang their heads up against walls, and she would also tell Azealia that she was ugly. She remembered she threw all the food in the fridge just so they couldn't have anything to eat. Due to that, she moved out of her mother's and lived with her sister at age 14. She became interested in musical theater, dancing, acting, and singing. At the age of 16, she started production of the Carrie Noir musical Say Angels, which she was found by an agent who served to auditions for TBS, Nickelodeon, and Law Order. All well success. She ended up beginning writing rap and R&B songs as a creative outlet. She never finished high school, instead of choosing to follow her dream of becoming a recording artist. Under the moniker Miss Banks, she released her debut Give Me a Chance Online on November 9, 2008. The recording was accompanied by the self-produced track 17, which sampled the Lady Tron song of the same name. She sent both tracks to American DJ Diplo. Later that year, she signed a development deal with record label XL Recordings and began working with producer Richard Russell in London, leaving the label later that year due to conflicting ideas. After she left, she dropped the moniker Miss Banks and formally became her real name, Azealia Banks, which proceeded to move to Montreal using YouTube as a portal. She uploaded several demo tracks, including LAR, and cover of Slow Hands by Interpol. After her Canadian visa expired, she returned to New York where she sold keychains at Manhattan Jazz Club and danced at a Queens strip club to make ends meet. That's when I was really depressed. Banks has said, I'll have a manager, I'll have a boyfriend, I'll have any friends, I'll have any money. Here I am working at a strip club, trying not to say the wrong thing and get into fights with these girls who don't give up. Beep. In September 2011, her fame started when she released her debut, 212, as a free digital download from her website. It was released officially on December 6, 2011, as the lead single of her EP, 1991. That track attained European modern chart success, peaking at number 14 in the Netherlands, 12 in the United Kingdom, and 7 in Ireland. Though she was outside at the time, she began working with British producer Paul Epworth on her debut studio album. It was announced in December 2011. She will feature on Shady Love, a track on American band Scissor Sisters' fourth studio album, Magic Hour. Though the feature was uncredited, a copy of music video was released in January 2012 following its radio premiere from Annie Mac, BBC Radio 1 on January 4th. Though the single's release was canceled for unconfirmed reasons, she released the track Need Some Love, SXLND, on January 16, 2012 on the internet, coincided with what would have been the 33rd birthday of the late singer Aaliyah, which sampled on the track. A week later saw the emergence of the second track, Bambi, produced by Paula Epworth and selected as the soundtrack for Thierry Mugler's fashion show in Paris. In May 2012, Azealia announced plans to release a mixtape originally titled Fantastic to Fantasia. Precisely is released. The tracks Jumanji, Aquabay, and Nathan featuring rapper Sass P were made available online. Fantasy was released via Banks' Twitter account on July 11th. It was succeeded by unveiling her radio project, Cunt.fm, the following week. Her first EP, 1991, was released in the UK on May 28th and in the US the next day. The 4-track EP includes 212 was not eligible for the UK Apple chart, but the top track charted at 79 on the UK single chart and also reached 133 on the US 200, while reaching number 17 on the US R&B / hip hop chart and number 12 on the US rap chart, while headed to the US Heat chart. In 2013, it was certified gold by the Australian Recording Industry Association. She was scheduled to release her second single, Esta Noche, from Fantasia, on September 25, 2012, but was pulled the day of his release due to sampling disputes between her and her producer, Moonchi. The next month, it was confirmed that Banks had worked with Lady Gaga on two tracks, Ratchet and Red Flame, on her Gaga's studio album, Art Pop. But they did not make the final album cut and have since not been released. She also collaborated with Kanye West on Good Music's compilation album, Cruel Summer, but that her contributions did not make the final cut. On December 31st, 2012, she released BBD, which ultimately appeared on her debut album, Broke With Expensive Tastes. In early 2012, she revealed that her debut album would be called Broke With Expensive Tastes and said that the album would include contributions from musicians including Tokyo Yasuda, Theophilus London, Kevin Hussein, and Ariel Pink. She initially said that the album's lead single would be a track called Miss Amour and that it would be accompanied by a B-side, Miss Kamar Dire, both produced by Lone. But these plans changed. In January 2013, she announced that the first official single for the album would be Young Rapunzel, which was released in March 2013 through SoundCloud. In May 2013, she announced that the sixth single from Broke With Expensive Tastes would be ATM Jam, featuring Pharrell Williams. On June 29th, she debuted the song at the 2013 Glastonbury Festival, when New York City radio station Hot 97 premiered a clean shortened version of the studio recording 3 days later. On July 11, the full studio version of ATM Jam was released on BBC Radio 1 and was released for digital download on August 30th. Banks confirmed in November 2013 that ATM Jam would not appear on the album due to negative fan feedback and personal disinterest recording the song. In mid-July, after a long battle, she announced that she had parted ways with Universal Music Group. She reportedly has possession and the rights to the work she released with Interscope. On July 28, 2014, Banks released the official second single from Broke With Expensive Tastes titled Heavy Metal and Reflective on her own label, Azalea Banks Records. She surprise released her album Under Prospect Park on iTunes on November 7, 2014, and the physical album was released on March 3, 2015. In 2015, she performed at Coachella and posed nude for the April issue of Playboy, shot by Ella Von Arnworth. In late 2015, she revealed that she was unable to release new music until March 2016 due to the separation from her label, Prospect Park. But as of February 2016, she was officially clear of her contract and able to release new music. She released the single The Big Big Beat on February 2016, with the official video uploaded to Vevo in April. The song would serve as the lead single to Banks' second mixtape, Slay Z. It sounds like Jay-Z, but it's Slay, which was released on March 24, 2016. In July 2017, Slay Z was reissued to iTunes, Spotify, and other online music stores under her independent record label, Chaos and Glory Recordings. The reissue would include the Lunas collaboration Cloud, which was released as the project's sole bonus track. In early 2017, she launched her online store, CheapyXO. The site featured artist merchandise for Banks as well as original skincare products. It includes CheapyXO Radio, which links to a playlist curated by Banks herself. Banks will later relaunch the site in 2022 to include her podcast Cheapy's 2 Cents, as well as Botanica XO, which is composed of spiritual items. she announced her next project will be Fantasia Second, The Second Wave, a follow-up to her 2012 mixtape Fantasia. On June 5th, 2017, she released the song Cheat Cheat, intended to be the lead single from Business and Pleasure, however, it was later demoted to a standalone single. On June 26, 2017, she released the promotional single Escapades from the upcoming mixtape. After a year-long hiatus from touring, she returned to New York City to embark on a North American tour with 20 days across the U.S. and Canada. The tour began on October 4th from Chicago, including on October 31st in San Francisco. She performed across Europe in a handful of shows during 2017. It was announced in 2015 that she would be making her acting debut as the main character in the RZA-directed musical drama film Coco, now known as Love Beats Rhymes. The film was originally released on December 1st, 2017. Banks signed a $1 million record deal with Entertainment One on January 31st, 2018. On March 9, 2018, she released Moving On Up to iTunes and other streaming platforms as the second promotional single from Fantasia 2. The song was previously featured on the 2017 film Love Beats Rhymes, which Banks starred in. In March 2018, she announced the first official single would be Anna Wintour. It was released on April 6, 2018. The music video was released on May 24, 2018. On July 6, a second single, Treasure Island, was released. In November, she announced on her Instagram that she would release the Christmas-themed EP, I See Colors Change, on December 7th. A demo of the title track was released in December 2017. The project was released on December 19th after several delays. Another promotional single for Fantasy was Playhouse and was released exclusively on SoundCloud on April 12, 2019. What Are You Doing New Year's Eve was released December 13th as part of the Christmas theme EP. She also first teased the track back in 2016 by playing the entire song on the live streaming app Periscope, which is it's what Twitter users use to go live. That's all I'm gonna say. Anyway, on December 16, 2019, she released the promotional singles Count Contessa and Pyrex Princess on various streaming platforms. Pyrex Princess is a song from Business and Pleasure previously released on August 22nd of 2018. Before being taken down, Count Contessa, a song for Fantasy, The Second Way, was previously released on SoundCloud in 2013. A music video for Count Contessa, directed by Ronnie Alwyn, was shot in Bali, previously released on December 8, 2015. Throughout the first quarter, she debuted her podcast, Cheapies 2 Cents, released multiple promotional singles such as Slow Hands, an Interpol cover, previously uploaded in 2012, as well as Sell Chichon and 100 New Checks, will be produced by frequent collaborator Onyx. Additionally, she released multiple tracks exclusively on SoundCloud, such as Diamond Noah Nova, which was supposed to be a B-side to ATM Jam, featuring produced by Pharrell, as well as the Spanglish single Nirvana. On June 9th, 2020, she released Black Madonna from her upcoming album Business and Pleasure, featuring producer Lex Luger. But despite all that, there will be some controversy. Azalea has developed a reputation for disputes with such public figures on social media, from Pablo Vittar to Zayn, Lana Del Rey, Sky Jackson, Lil' Kim, Rio Ora, Wendy Williams, and the list goes on and on. Seriously. On September 22, 2015, she became involved in a confrontation with a fellow passenger and the flight crew while attempting to exit a Delta Airlines flight that had just landed in LA. According to witnesses, Banks was attempting to squeeze past other passengers to disembark the plane more quickly when a French man blocked her path. Banks reacted by spitting in the man's face, punching him, and clawing at his shirt. Subsequently, the flight attendant stepped in and demanded that Banks should calm down. This resulted in Banks forcibly arguing with the flight attendant, in which she was at one point called the Delta employee I'm not going to curse because there's a word that's very offensive. On November 10, 2015, it was reported that she was under investigation by the LA Police Department following the altercation involving the rapper and the security guard at LA Club Break Room 86. Late that year, she was arrested in New York after attacking a female security guard. In March 2016, former Governor of Alaska Sarah Palin threatened a lawsuit against Banks in response to a series of tweets where she attacked a politician, calling for the biggest, burliest, blackest Negroes to run a train on her, and for someone to film it and put it on Worldstar. She later apologized and said that her outburst was a result of her mistaking a fictional interview with Palin as a real event. In the fictional interview, Palin is quoted as saying, "Negroes love being slaves." In May 2016, she was dropped by UK booking agency and removed from headlining the grime and hip-hop festival Born and Bred, following racist and homophobic tweets to Zayn Malik. Her account was also blocked on Twitter after a succession of tweets directed at him. In October 2016, Banks attended a party hosted by Russell Crowe as a guest of RZA. She filed a police report against Russell, claiming that he choked her, spat on her, and called her a nigger. RZA later said that Banks instigated the incident and denied her hearing Crowe call her a nigger. A year after the incident, RZA said that Crowe did spit towards Banks. In December 2016, she posted a series of videos on Instagram detailing her cleanup of a closet in her apartment, where she claimed she had been practicing witchcraft. She admitted to practicing 3 years worth of Brujeria. The video appears to show dry blood, feathers, and the carrion of dead chickens. She was criticized on Twitter by the RCA, who stated that sacrificing animals for your gain is the wackest I've ever heard. Get ahead by being awesome, kind, and working hard. Banks responded to Sia with a series of tweets saying, "You're ugly, pasty, dry, white-lay, winter skin face is the ugliest face I've ever seen. That must be why you're high all the time. Have some respect for my traditional African religion. You pompous white." The post was later deleted. In October 2018, she tweeted a series of insults towards Lana Del Rey in response to calling out fellow rapper Kanye West over his support for Donald Trump. Banks said Lana was the enemy and that she needed to mind her business. Del Rey responded by saying, "You know the addy, pull up anytime, say to my face, but if I were you, I would. I would not you the up." Period. She clacked back by calling her a cokehead, oxycodone turnaround, and threatening to sue her for threatening to assault her. Lana refuted this by saying that she wasn't threatening to beat her up. She was promising to beat her up. However, no legal battles ensued, and all of the tweets have been deleted. In December 2020, she ignited the feud again by insulting Lana on her Instagram story, calling her a brick house, a big, and the hamburglar, telling Del Rey that she needs to stay out of 7-Eleven and urge someone to get this a waist trainer. In January 2019, Banks made a wordplay of the Irish airline Aer Lingus, calling it Aer Conolingus. It had to leave the plane due to an altercation with the air stewardess in January 2019 after calling her effing ugly on Instagram. She was also labeled Irish people inbred after and refer to them as leprechauns. I mean, most of you can talk all right. She also mocked the great grandma on Instagram by asking a follower, "Don't you have a family to go die in?" The following day, she said she would dedicate her Dublin show to beautiful Irish ruin. In August 2019, she commented on Instagram after performing in Sweden, "I would really love to see someone bomb the beep out of this place, LMFAO. Give y'all white something to effing cry about. Ugly bomb pigs we Swedes are." On the Scandinavian Airlines flight back to LA from Stockholm, she accused the staff of racist assault. However, the airline denies this and claims that Banks was displaying erratic behavior and that they had contacted law enforcement at the destination to escort off the plane. She looked like a promising rapper in music, but among that comes controversy, and now she's considered one of the most problematic rappers in music today. Hopefully, she would take time to better herself and get the help she probably needs. Alright guys, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed. Do y'all still listen to Azalea Banks, or have you stopped listening to her? Because I know she's a very controversial artist, and I know that too, but she is dealing with her mental health, so hopefully she has the support and gets the help that she needs. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. I love you.